Can I say that again? He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of him. I believe he's in the midst in this place tonight. I heard the Holy Ghost say something. I don't know that everybody heard it, but he said, if you come unto me as I'm drawing you, I'll set you free from whatever binds you, from whatever keeps you. I can't help but believe that he wouldn't make that invitation if there wasn't somebody that was bound. I can't help but believe that he wouldn't open up the altar and say, look, I'm here to set every captive free if there wasn't somebody here that wasn't needing to be set free, that wasn't needing God to come in such a way that he could just break every chain and utterly destroy every yoke. We said we came to worship him tonight, but you can't worship God when you're bound up. I said it last year, I'll say it again. The Bible says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth comes to your life. It's not something that we always enjoy. None of us like to feel the conviction of God. I can sense that right here tonight. Everybody wants to be touched. Nobody wants to be convicted. But I'm going to tell you right now, conviction is to your soul what pain is to your body. Conviction's not your enemy. Pain's not your enemy. If you didn't feel that pain, you could walk along, cut your foot open, you could bleed out and never even know that something was wrong. But that pain lets you know, hey, something ain't right in your body. You better sit up and take notice. Can I tell you what conviction is? Conviction is something that says, hey, wait a minute, something ain't right. I better sit up and take notice. I better sit up and make sure that everything's all right with me. Can I just ask somebody here tonight, did you come and with this anticipation that says, Lord, I want to be touched. And even if it comes in a means of conviction, I want to leave this place different than I walked in. I want to know that God has touched me in every aspect, in every way. There's nothing inside of me, God, that's off limits to you. Whatever you want to do in me, I'm here so that I can leave full of your power and full of your grace. There's an urgency in the Spirit in this place. Before you and I can be baptized in the Holy Ghost, we got to be baptized in repentance. Before you and I can be full of his power, we got to get full of his grace. There's been two messages in tongues so far. I can't help but think that the way you and I entered into this room ain't much different than 120 people gathered in a room with an expectancy for God to do something. When I think about what God's done, where he's brought me from, it makes me want to get closer to him. I want them to begin playing that melody again. And I just simply want to do what I feel is right. I feel the Lord's calling somebody. And if that's you tonight, I want you to just go ahead and step right out where you are. Let's start camp right and say, God, I'm laying it all on the altar now. The things that bind me, I don't want them to bind me anymore. It's more than one. It's more than two that need to step out of their pew and say, God, I'm tired. I'm tired of being so weak. I'm tired of being powerless. I'm tired of being bullied by the devil. Tired of the times that I try to do right, but the devil is trying to keep me from it. I seem to lack power. I seem to lack resistance. But Lord, you said that there was such a power available that I could resist the devil and I could watch him flee. Folks, we're not just giving this altar call so that we can rush this service. This is for people that need something from God. If you came tonight and you need it, can I tell you, you ain't got to leave the way that you came. There's been people fasting, praying, believing God that you would have a difference made in your life. Come on. Come on. His promises are still the same. His promises are still the same. If you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Come on. Come on. Let's don't waste this time. Let's take all the time that we need to get what we need from God. Come on. Let God move in you. Raise your voice. Raise your hands. Declare, I'm leaving different. I need something from God. I'm not leaving until I get what I need. Come on, church. Come on. Come on. It doesn't matter where you're from. This altar's open. Let's fill it up. We need prayer warriors. We need workers with these people. Let's believe God to move tonight. Hallelujah. Come on. It makes me want to stop. When I think about what he's done, where he's brought me from. Hallelujah.
aren't so thankful where two or three will gather together. Amen. In the name of the Lord, his promise is that he will be there in their midst. Amen. It's not just us tonight. The Lord has come. Amen. No doubt to minister. No doubt to break bonds and fetters and chains. Amen. Hallelujah. If you've come tonight, amen, allow the Lord to do that. Amen. No telling what's going to happen the rest of this camp as you move into these services, having been set free. Amen. Having been set free. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the Lord could come during truth camp. Amen. You know, there's a lot of talk about what's going on in Israel right now, and Russia, and various places in the Middle East. The Lord could come during truth camp. Oh, wouldn't it be great if everybody that had signed up for truth camp rose together to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. Oh, what a day. What a day. Hallelujah. Oh, that we might rise to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. The trumpet is going to sound. There is going to be a wedding. Amen. The bride is going to be gathered home. Hallelujah. Amen. We appreciate you worshiping the Lord tonight, being sensitive to the Spirit. Amen. Being found faithful. Amen. Hallelujah.